views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Voices of Women, and I'm excited to be here today. I'm back from a fabulous journey. I just spent 3 weeks in Bali, Indonesia, and what an experience to be in that magical land. Beautiful people, and there's just beauty every time you turn your head. Just little touches they do with their flowers, their prayer offerings, the temples, and the sacredness of daily living. So it's a little culture shock coming back, and here I am, back in the Western world and back in the WOW conference world. We're just 3 weeks away, so we're getting very excited. And I want to let you know there's a new special about to be launched. It'll be up on our website sometime this weekend, where you can bring a friend with you to a three-hour workshop for at a reduced price of $25. Also, for those of you not in Seattle, if you can't come here, we're hoping to launch our first live streaming events at the conference, which will be for Starhawk's talk on February 14th and Cindy Dale on February 15th. So you can check out our website about that next week. So now in the show, I'm continuing with our exploration of our Woman of Wisdom presenters. I'll be talking to Carrie Lafferty about the path to a fully embodied life, Diane Grace about intuition and her Hawaiian culture, and right now I'm going to talk with Starfeather on circle power. And Starfeather's passion is to bring people together to raise their vibration through drumming, singing, and chanting. She called her first woman circle in 1990, and she has been bringing women and drums together ever since. She's evolved this passion to become a spiritual leader, teacher, practitioner of vibrational medicine, and a trained sound healer. Starfeather resides in Washington, the city of Edmonds, and she maintains a private healing practice and leads sacred circles. Her website is www.shimmeringpath.com. She's going to give a workshop called Circle Power, Meet the Wild and Woolly Times, and it's on Sunday, February 17th at 5 p.m. So welcome, Starfeather, to Voices of Women.
Thank you. It's great to be with you this way and have an opportunity to talk about my workshop and this great heart connection I have with women and drumming. There's nothing I like to do better than to get a bunch of women together and have some sacred time together and share drumming. Drumming really connects us without needing even words or thoughts or ideas. We show up and we get in sync with the rhythm of the drums, and something very magical happens.
Well, that's true. And sometimes, you know, we're doing a drum circle now at Woman of Wisdom once a month, and people talk about hearing voices sing or drum sounds, like next to you there's a drummer and yet you hear that drum from across the room. All sorts of interesting things happen. And I imagine you have stories, too. So let's first talk about when you started drumming and why.
Well, I moved to the Seattle area from the East Coast in 1989, and I'd never even seen a hand drum at that time. And I was just blown away by the drum circles that were happening here at that time, and also being able to witness some of the Native American circles with drums and storytelling and singing some of the old traditional songs with the drumming. And it it brought me to tears. I mean, it was just an immediate connection, and it's like finding a long-lost friend. So I immediately went to a workshop to find to make my own drum, and then called the women's circle and encouraging everybody to make their own drums and to just learn some songs, because I realized also at that time I didn't know any songs except for some lullabies and things like that that I'd sung to my children. So I wanted so much to be able to voice with the drum songs that were really resonated with what was calling to me, which was really my feminine power being called forth, and to share that experience with other women. There's nothing quite like that. It was great.
Well, you know, it makes me think, too. I think in past cultures, women weren't allowed to drum, and it's kind of a new thing, in the last 20, mm-hmm. 30 years. How has the use of the drum evolved over the years for you?
Well, for me, it continues to evolve in that it depends really on what's going on for me in the moment or the day. The beauty of the drum is it can be used in meditation to really center yourself and quiet down. You can drum the heartbeat, a slow heartbeat, connecting to the earth and really feel the anchoring of your soul here in your body. And that's one way that I use the drum probably more now than I used to. But it also is, if you just have a lot of sadness or grief or anxiety, you can use the drum to kind of beat that out of your system, and then you slowly come into a rhythm with that. And also I love now vocalizing. I didn't used to vocalize, which means just allowing sounds to come out from yourself, from your core, whatever wants to be expressed. I used to always sing those women songs, and those were great, and I love doing that. But I also now often more just make sounds and songs come through in the moment, you know, that are direct from me and my soul. So that's a difference, I think. And then using it in shamanically and healing, drums are very good for shaking up energy, clearing it out. So when we say for the wild and woolly times, a lot of us are just, you know, kind of on edge with changes happening all around us and in our own personal lives. And so drumming's a way to shake out the fear around that and just then come back into center and into it's just with rhythm. It's just totally with rhythm. And so it's a beautiful way to use the drum for healing as well in that same way.
Well, do you have an example of a healing for you or for somebody that, you know, has been in a drum circle with you?
I've used a drum. You know how a lot of times in ceremony we might use sage for smudging, which is, you know, moving the smoke of that sacred herb through your body, and helps to shift the vibration through cleansing. And that you can do the same thing with sound, with the drum. So you would drum usually it's a fast beat with around the person, and you are like shaking out that stuck energy that's around a person, and then you move from that stuckness, shaking that out, to again coming back to that heartbeat connecting to the earth, and that steady loving presence that's right there for all of us. That's how I use the drum in healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that heartbeat, and when you hear that drum used that way, that heartbeat, it's so primal. You know, it's yeah. I think it touches back. I mean, well, I don't know. I'm just picturing at the times that I've experienced that, it's almost like going back to the womb and feeling mm-hmm. that heartbeat of the mother.
Yes, Yes. And of course, that's an experience every human being has had. So I think the thing with the drum is people are often, if they haven't encountered that before, they're kind of surprised, as I was the first time, where I was just so excited and really blown away by how touched I was by the drum and moved. So it is within us, I think, that connection to that the drum beat. Yeah, and it's one of my greatest, fondest memories of using the drum, Chris, is at Women of Wisdom, I would guess about 10 years ago, with Brooke Medicine Eagle came, and we had a huge conference, and well, maybe 15 years ago, and we had called for women drummers to come, and we had about, I don't know, maybe 150 drummers come, and we walked into the auditorium together as this huge group of women playing our drums, and it was quite profound to be in doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, a community thing. It's something Definitely. You can do by yourself, too, is very powerful, but I think even more so when you're in community. And also, like you mentioned, that was sort of a ceremony, you know, to use it in ceremony. Well, mm-hmm. Tell us, why don't you give the listeners your website, and again, I want people to know that she's doing a workshop on February 17th from 5 to 6. It's one of our shorter ones. It's just $5 to $10 donation to attend. Circle Power, Meet the Wild and Woolly Time. So what is your website again, and anything you want to share? We have 1 minute.
Okay. Thank you. So the website is www.shimmeringpath.com. And I would love to connect with people that are interested in drumming. And I also do facilitate drum making workshops. I'm really all for every person making their own drum, because that's such a great experience, too. It's like a birthing.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're going to have to go now, but okay. I agree. Everybody make a drum, and I know you've done workshops on that. You've done that a while before, and we might have you back to do that. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll come back. We're going to talk with another presenter, Diane Grace.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to your dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking now with Diane Grace. Diane, and she can correct me if my pronunciation is wrong, Kamaʻolapua Grace shares her genuine love and knowledge of the Native Hawaiian culture through her work as a life coach, speaker, workshop facilitator, and ordained minister. Her talk story style of coaching has been successful in helping women move through life's challenges and empowering them to reach their fullest potential. Diane's philosophy is that of the values, culture, and lifestyle of her ancestors are universal and to be shared to create a stronger community and a more loving world. She's given a workshop on Sunday, February 17th, called Ialae, Awaken Your Intuition, Journey to Hawaii, Nay, or Knee, or...
How do you... Aloha, Chris.
Aloha. So... I probably didn't do justice. Hawaiian Nei, is that it?
Yes. Hawaii Nei, and my Hawaiian name is Kamaʻolapua. You did a pretty good job. And the workshop is called Ealae. Ealae means to awaken.
Yes, so you are going to immerse us in this Hawaiian culture and awaken people to their intuition. So let's talk a little bit about your background. And, you know, how you, is this just part of your culture that you grew up in, you know, daily with your family, or is this something you learned and brought into your work?
Yes. Well, I am a Native Hawaiian, born and raised in Hawaii, and I've lived in Hawaii all my life, raised on the island of Oahu. I currently live on the Big Island, or the island of Hawaii, which is home to our most active volcano called Kilauea and home to our fire goddess Pele, for many of you who know of our culture. And a lot of what I'm teaching in my workshop is things that I've been raised in, as well as learned throughout the years. But I have been raised in a typical during those days of extended family. So I was privy to the teachings of my kupuna, or my grandparents. We also use the term kupuna for my ancestors. So yes, a lot of it was being raised in that environment, as well as delving and learning more about those ancient times of which I wasn't participating in, of course. And throughout the years, we've kind of, as Hawaiians, we've lost a little bit of our ancient names. I don't know if those of you are familiar with our culture. During our ancient times, we didn't have books. We didn't have written language. So much of it was memorized. It was spoken. So as a result, some of our culture was lost. And there is a period of revival that we went through and we continue to do. So that would answer your question as far as where I am. So I like to take this, all that I've grown up with, and incorporate that into my workshop. Bring a little taste of Hawaii Day to the people who don't know Hawaii.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's unique about that culture that you find different, you know, than in the Western world, because you are probably very familiar with the Western world too, as Hawaii is now.
Yes, most definitely. I have been teachings in all of the different Western spirituality practices as well. I would have to say our Hawaiian culture, I would call it simple but yet complex, because the things that I teach are real basic. There are a lot of basic concepts in a lot of the spiritual practices today, Western as well as Eastern. But what I bring to it is that I also incorporate the stories and the traditions of my kupuna, my ancestors and my grandparents, into what I teach in my workshop. So what makes it a little bit different, Hawaiian from the time of my ancestors coming to the island, spirituality was part of who they were. It wasn't separate. It was how they lived their life. It was what they depended their life on. And I would like to introduce that again. That's why I call it ELA intuition, because we all have it within us. It is all sometimes lost in the busyness of our world today. So how is it different? I think it's very familiar. People will remember this when I speak with them and we go through the workshop. But yet, sometimes we don't take the time to do that. And, of course, the culture and my tradition, I just think, are something that, I don't know if you know the term aloha. Many people have heard it, but the term aloha has much more than the meaning of hello, goodbye, and love. It is a lifestyle. It is part of who we are as Hawaiians. And that is all part of learning about the spirituality of my culture.
Yeah, and Laya, I just, came from Bali, and that is a place, too, that just breathes and lives a daily spiritual existence. I mean, you can feel it. Westerners love to go there because you quiet down and you're in nature and you're with spirit, and it's a very open, people are very open and very community based, and it's hard in our Western world to bring that into our daily lives. And so the more people that can go to like workshops like you have, or start bringing in some practices, or discovering their own heritage practices, which some of us means going way back when, because just like you have lost yours, we've lost ours too. Mm-hmm. And most of us have lost it. And so I think that's something that people are yearning for.
I totally agree with you. And I facilitate a women's circle on the island of Hawaii, and I just love my white women. And a lot of them have come and been led to Hawaii because of the energy there, because of the spirituality there. This is what they tell me. And yes, I think so many people are seeking that in their lives. And when breaking it down, really, the practices are simple. The process and the steps that I take you through in my workshop are very simple, and probably, people are doing at one form or another. But what I'd like to see is actually for people to utilize it in their daily living. And the most important part about that is listening. We call it the na'au. As Hawaiians, we live within our na'au. Na'au, the Western definition for na'au is the heart all the way down to the gut, the intuition, everything that is involved in that inner voice, that inner self that sometimes we forget. So it's tuning into that, learning to tune into it, learning to really listen to it is difficult sometimes. So I think that, just helping people to remember, that's what I'd like to do. When I say ELA awaken, it's awaken and remember what is innate in us, but sometimes we forget.
Well, how does that native... the Hawaiian culture, how does that help in awakening intuition? I mean, we all, you know, there's many styles of learning about intuition, and there's a lot of talk of, and women have that intuitive nature too. But what's specific in the Hawaiian culture that's going to help that?
Well, I think that in our culture, because the values and the traditions were so based in spirituality in everything they did, from the olio, the chant that they used to pray, to the very things that helped to make their cloth, to help to make their gourds that they kept their food in, all of that was steeped in spirituality. And to me, I feel that our Hawaiian culture is relatively new. I mean, new in that we can still reach out and touch it. So a lot of that spirituality is still immersed in our traditions and cultures, which makes it a little bit different from older cultures where it kind of gets dropped along the side. So I utilize a lot of the things that my ancestors brought over with them when they first journeyed in their canoes to Hawaii, you know, the most basic of plants that they had to bring with them. I incorporate into this workshop and introduce them to them why it was used and how it affects the spiritual part of them. And this is something that I introduce in my workshop. And for some things, perhaps they can go forward and look into their culture and see perhaps in their own culture, there was something that brought up that spirituality and that reminder that, you know, I have an inner voice. I have a spirituality that needs to be nurtured, needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, that's so important.
Things in my life can help me to remember, help me to bring it back sometimes when we're caught up in that busyness of our world.
Yeah, to remember.
It's very difficult.
So I want everybody to know your website is www.gracefulguidance.com. And thank you, Diane. I look forward to seeing you in February. Be sure to check out Diane's workshop on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. It's Sunday morning on February 17th. So thanks so much for being with us. And when we come back, I'll be talking with another presenter, Carrie Lafferty.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Women, and I'm Chris Stanis, and you just heard Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman, which is on our Woman of Wisdom CD, and you can purchase that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. There's songs from many amazing women singers who have been at the conference, and it's a very inspirational CD. So we're moving on. I want to introduce you now to Carrie Lafferty. She has been a presenter at Woman of Wisdom before, and she's the creator of The Walking Way, Stepping into Awareness. She's practiced healing arts for over 27 years, including Feldenkrais Method, and became a Qigong master teacher with the Lingui International Healing Qigong School. She's also studied core shamanism and maintains a Vipassana-based mindfulness meditation practice over the past 15 years. She has a healing practice in Seattle, focusing on awareness-based practices to connect to your own inner healer and guide. And her website is www.feldenkraisteachersinseattle.com. Also has a Facebook page. If you look up Facebook, Movement From Within. Carrie's going to give a workshop on Sunday afternoon, February 17th, called Compassionate Sixth Sense, Path to a Fully Embodied Life. Well, welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Chris. Thank you. I'm going to make one correction, is that my main website is movementfromwithin.net.
Okay, we didn't have that on our website.
Yeah, the other website, Feldenkrais Teachers in Seattle, is just kind of an auxiliary website. So my main one is movementfromwithin.net.
Great.
Yeah.
So let's begin with your story, how you came to know your life's work and doing this movement and body work and awareness with people.
Sure. Well, I'll put it in a nutshell, but of course it started when I was young. My grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was a very big influence in my life. My mom passed away when I was young, so he was a big influence, and we used to just sit out in the garden, and I just remember sitting out there and taking tomatoes off the vine and just sitting on the ground and just feeding our face and just being in connection with Earth, and my grandfather was a big influence in that. And so I've always had a connection to Earth and really felt sense, touching, sensing, smelling, tasting, and really embodying and living that way. Fast forward, I became a physical therapist. 3 years into being a physical therapist, I was pretty disillusioned. Like, traditional PT really wasn't fulfilling my seeker of wanting to step into a bigger place and a bigger place of mystery of finding how I might be able to facilitate and help others as well as myself step into a further awakened self in all aspects, through movement, through meditation, through nutrition. And so I began exploring different ways of eating and becoming more clear in my own self. I discovered meditation and Tai Chi, and from there discovered Feldenkrais a few years into my PT practice. And that just started me on the path of a much more holistic model of finding the union between spirituality, health, and you know, the body-mind connection.
Well, through all this work, how has that changed your life on a personal level? What has it done for you?
Oh, boy. Huge changes. It allowed me to really become who it is that I have chosen to be at this time on the planet, to be a facilitator, to be a guide for my own awakening into a higher level of consciousness, one that will live in a much more sustainable way in the world. It's allowed me to find much more comfort in my body. It's allowed me to develop a grounded sense of calm and the ability to navigate much more easily and softly the challenges that show up in my own personal life, and to be able to, as I deepen my own practice, be a much more fluid and compassionate and graceful container for others who are coming up against their own challenges. And to really fulfill my soul purpose of being here as a teacher, a facilitator, and a guide. That's really why I know that I'm here, and that feeds me and nurtures me back. I love the work that I do, and I love to be able to then open that back up into how I can then give back to Earth, to people that can then give back to others and to Earth, and could put back into the collective a higher level of vibration that will hopefully let us all find a way to live together in peace and sustainability on our one planet that serves us, Mother Earth.
Well, it's great to hear you share that. I mean, you know, I think of everyone needs to find their gift of what it is to share, and it sounds like you have, because you are really in touch with this, the importance of embodying and the movement of our bodies, and how to, you know, be fully embodied. You know, so much you see a lot of people who aren't quite in their bodies.
Oh yeah.
You know? Yes. And so talk to us about this embodying movement as a life practice.
Sure. You know, so that the word embody is such a, it is an interesting word. And really on the most simple level, to me, embodiment is the state of just being in the felt sense unfolding of life, just being present. Just, you know, sometimes the analogy that I use is if I was from another country and never had ever seen a strawberry, and you were going to try to describe to me what a strawberry tastes like, it would be impossible. You could get close to it. You could think about and describe the qualities of a strawberry, but the taste has to actually be experienced. And the only way that I can taste a strawberry is to actually put it in my mouth and pay attention. Feel it, taste it. And that's an embodiment, is to actually feel what it feels like to think, to have the movement that goes on inside of me of thinking, to have the movement that goes on inside of me as emoting. So right now, I have a sense of curiosity, I have a sense of engagement, I have a sense of connection with you and I here on the phone, and that feels inside in a certain way of openness. I feel a grounded sense of my feet and my pelvis making contact with the chair and the earth that I'm sitting in. And there's a sense that when I can stay connected to that, that allows the words to come, that allows me to have a space, a spaciousness and a presence that I can really speak from the higher wisdom that I am, and not some reactivity or some story that my mind is narrowing down into the moment. And that also gives me a place where I can feel when there starts to be some discord or effort inside of myself that might lead me to some kind of discomfort, and I can make an adjustment. So that embodiment is really who we are, and we have had so many thousands of years of practice of disconnecting from that, of getting up into our minds and disassociating because we don't like the experience that there, it's uncomfortable. But what it helps me to be able to do is to stay there and to recognize that the senses will pass, and we are is a continual source of sensory change. And when we can allow ourselves to be held in that ground of support, it lets us navigate those more challenging times and to attract to us those times that are more in alignment with who we are and what we're moving towards with our intentions, our longings.
It strikes me when you're talking about knowing when we're it's kind of at discord. Sometimes we spend our whole life there and we don't really realize what it is that's creating the discord. And so, being in the present moment and being aware of what is good when you are, like feeling in sync and embodied, you know how to get, or better know how to get back to that when you are feeling that discord.
Absolutely, and sometimes I'll even take it kind of a medium step in there, is it's not a matter of knowing it at one point and then not knowing it at another point, but it's actually being able to flux and move and change in the continuum of that. So to move in the direction of that embodied sense always has a state of fluidness to it. It has a state of deep smoothness and harmony and connectedness. And we all know that state of feeling of grace inside of ourselves. And you're right. When we've had that sense, and then we're in another moment of our life where we're recognizing, wow, this feels effortful. There feels a not recognition. And if I can take a breath, I can feel my pelvis, I can feel my feet, I can take a breath and allow myself, wow, fear, I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling sad. And to feel the tightness or the constriction of that for a moment, what opens up underneath of that is the memory of, whoa, there's something that supports me. And if I can feel that fluidity, that moves me in the direction of that. And you're right, in that moment comes much more sort of a safety and a softness and an okayness that, yeah, that's the direction to move in. And the fearful situation may still be there, but I'm taking more of myself and more of my, whatever you want to call it, my guides, my universal connection with me, and that's where my next actions, words, and thoughts will come from.
Yeah, well, there's so much there, and we're going to explore it more when we come back from our little break here. We'll come back and talk more with Carrie.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
1230 WBLQ.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking to Carrie Lafferty today. Carrie is presenting a workshop, Compassionate Sixth Sense, Path to a Fully Embodied Life, and that'll be Sunday, February 17th in Seattle at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. So, Carrie, can you give your contact information, your website, or how people can reach you?
Sure, absolutely. So my website is movementfromwithin.net. And my email and phone contact information are on the homepage there on that website. And I have my offices in Seattle.
Great. So your workshop's on Compassionate Sixth Sense. What? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this felt embodied sense that we were just speaking of earlier, really, when we're there, we then open up to wholeness, to harmony, to integrity of the system, integrity meaning a wholeness, unbroken system. And the qualities of that system are health, comfort, and all the qualities of compassion, love, connection. And that is what we open to with this sixth sense that I call is this embodied wisdom. So the insights and the living in the world in a way that exhibits this harmony and this integrity and health is available to us. One of the types of work that I do is Feldenkrais work, and the father of that work, Moshe Feldenkrais, used to say that thinking, sensing, feeling, or emoting, and acting, all as a verb, all occur together at one time inside of us. So when we think, there's immediately a sensorial, there's an emotional response, and there's some kind of a movement response inside of us. When we feel, there's all of those. When we move, there's some kind of a thought and some kind of an emotion. And when we have all of those together in a whole, and we are paying attention and noticing, then immediately the whole world opens up to us. And what we immediately access is an ability to be curious and kind with ourself in what it is that shows up, which then begins to reflect out and allow us to exhibit and hold that behavior with others, with groups of others, with ideas, with systems, and particularly in relationship to how it is that we're choosing to navigate this path that we have on Earth, how we live in communion with Earth and with others. So compassion automatically is that ability to live in union.
Yeah, I was talking to the previous guest on that people are yearning for that. They're yearning for that communion and compassion and sense of community with others, because it's something that's kind of lost in our society.
Absolutely. I agree completely. Yeah, and the way that I will do this in the workshop is through an interweaving of several different bodies of work that will take different aspects from Feldenkrais' work, which is a direct felt sense experience that cultivates these qualities of curiosity and exploration in a direct paying attention while one is moving, while one is generating intent and then following through that intent with action. So it's done lying on the floor, looking like you might be rolling or lifting your arm or your leg, and really what you're doing is paying attention to the process of how you're doing that. And in that, to help embody this cultivated compassion and kindness and curiosity with your own self, which starts to spill over into your life with others, we'll embody that through movements of harmony and the exact nature of things with five elements that are in the universe that are also located within us through Qigong five-element movement, and through some group and dyad and inner dialogue work that is based on the work of Joanna Macy, who's an astounding elder in our time, an eco-Buddhist activist who has developed a work called The Work That Reconnects. And so with these qualities, we'll take it in through a ritual, a core shamanistic path, to continually draw back to this embodied sense and give you some direct practices for how to continue to work with that in yourself when you leave the workshop, and direct self-sense practices that you can use very simply throughout your day to draw you back to that same sense and then build on it and see where that takes you.
Well, it's going to be great. I know I've participated in your workshops before, so I know it's and you know, it's so funny because we've lived in our bodies all our life that we're so, can be so disconnected, and just taking that time to breathe and touch into all the senses that, you know, that you mentioned in our physical, in our physicality, how it plays in our daily life. And we tend to forget, we get in our mind. We're so much in our mind of doing that we forget
thinking.
So you also have a CD series. I'm going to give you a chance just to share with the audience your CD series before we close.
Yeah, sure. So you mentioned at the beginning, it's called The Walking Way, Stepping Into Awareness. And it's a 6-CD series that's an interwoven another way into this same embodied efficiency of thinking, sensing, and acting. And it takes Feldenkrais walking lessons, the process of paying attention and inquiry in Feldenkrais work, called a lesson, and those lessons are done while you're walking. So you're doing a very mundane functional activity, but you're taking a very curious, refreshed sense of curiosity to that, and linking that relationship to very similar types of five-element qigongs that we might be exploring during the workshop, and finding how that natural harmony of nature lives in you as it does out there in Mother Nature, how wood grows out of water, out of earth, and fire burns in order to transform so that new birth comes up. And all of those processes go on inside of us. So this CD is a CD series is another way in as a self-practice on your own to the same state of embodied connections to the world and to yourself. So it's both on MP3 available and hard copy. It can be ordered on my website.
And give your website again.
Movementfromwithin.net. And
okay.
There's a discount for Women of Wisdom members that you can go to movementfromwithin.net/WOW, and there will be a discount for people that order from the Women of Wisdom Conference.
Okay, great. So thank you, Carrie. It was great to talk with you today. Remind people to check out our workshop on February 17th, Compassionate Sixth Sense, Path to a Fully Embodied Life.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you bring sacred living into a daily practice for you and in your home? Reflect on ways you can stop doing and take the time to just be in beauty. So I want to remind people you can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events and all the conference events that we're having and our specials. Look soon for that special to bring a friend to workshops such as those we've talked about today. And I want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Pat Show, East West Bookshop in Seattle, Chrysalis Leadership, which is my business, Karen Abbey, who's a realtor for Coldwell Banker Bain, Lisa Marie LeBay, True Color Hair Design, and Morning Glory Chai. So this is Chris Danis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference in the organization and the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And I would love for you to check the book out. If you purchase it on our website, it helps Women of Wisdom. And it's a great gift to give to people or a gift for yourself, great inspirational talks from some of our Women of Wisdom presenters. So I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you next week with some more Women of Wisdom presenters on Voices of Women.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stanis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.